Okay, so this morning we were talking about teaching and learning strategies, and in particular, ways to make the passive more active. All right? Any immediate conclusions? Let's start over here. What did you learn?
Some of the methods I use can be adapted to make them more active.
Can you give me an example?
I have to think about this. There's one we were talking about where... I can't remember. No, can't think of it now.
Do you want me to come back to you in a minute?
Yeah, it was something you mentioned to me, how I could improve it. Something I did. What was it?
We'll come back to that anyway. Did you want to say something there?
I think that when we're doing the chart, something basic like reading, that when we discussed it, you could actually chunk it up and make it an actual group activity. So something that could be quite mundane, you can actually turn it into something better.
So it's looking at what's passive
yeah.
and trying to make it more active.
Yeah.
Okay.
I remember what it was.
Great.
It's when using the internet and getting them to play a game using the internet. Uh-huh. So they could like a competition between the teacher and the learners. So you'd ask them questions. You would have a go at answering questions, and it's like they answered them, and you gave an answer, and they gave an answer, and you took the majority decision from them and see who came up with the most answers.
Great.
Make a game.
Brilliant. Either of you two, anything that you learnt or anything that was outstanding from this morning?
Well, I'd like to use the YouTube in the workshop to demonstrate in class various techniques that perhaps use worldwide to show them in class. It's something I've never tried before. I'm going to look into doing that.
Great. So saving you being in two places at once as well.
Perhaps, yes.
Yeah, good. Anything to add? Okay, what about the converse of it? We're talking about all the positive stuff around active learning. Any negatives? Any issues? What were the problems that we encountered?
More time consuming.
In what way? Can you give me an example?
Like when we do experiments, it's more time consumed activity actually.
Than to just tell them the theory.
Yeah.
Right, okay, good point. Any other issues or problems?
I don't know if we discussed it, just come to mind now. I'm thinking about the trying to make it more fun when you're doing activities and trying to make it fun. The learning can be lost in that. And perhaps learners can not so much demean it, but don't look upon it as learning.
Right. They want to be lectured at. They want to write notes. They think the teacher's the expert. I think you have to change the culture gradually. Yes. It's a very good point.
I think part of what we discussed with, say, group discussions, sometimes you can the learners can lose focus and start discussing things completely unrelated to what you need them to be discussing.
Great, right, okay. So we have to be aware of the pitfalls if we want to benefit from the advantages. Okay, thank you very much.